Deadpool's three-week reign atop the box office has ended thanks to a handful of new openers, including Zootopia and London Has Fallen. The top spot went to Disney's Zootopia, which staged a box office stampede in its first weekend in theaters with $73.7 million, according to Comscore estimates Sunday. It's the fourth highest March opening ever and a best for a Disney animation three-day debut. The studio's previous record holder, Frozen, grossed $67.4 million over 3 days in its Thanksgiving opening. Critics and audiences love the film, which features the voices of Jason Bateman and Jennifer Goodwin. It got a coveted A cinema score and a near-perfect Rotten Tomatoes score. According to exit polls, families made up 73% of opening weekend audiences. Dave Hollis, Disney's executive vice president of distribution, said Zootopia is the latest in a creative renaissance for the Disney Animation Group, including Tangled, Frozen, Big Hero 6, and Wreck-It Ralph. There is consistency at a really high level of delivering great stories, amazing worlds, and characters who people can relate to, Hollis said, noting that Zootopia is the only true all-audience film in the marketplace until Disney's The Jungle Book bows on April 15th. In second place, London Has Fallen, a sequel to the Die Hard in the White House pick Olympus Has Fallen, earned $21.7 million. The main cast returned for the film, including Gerard Butler, Aaron Eckhart, and Morgan Freeman, which cost a reported $60 million to make. While it's a decent debut, it does lag behind the first film's $30 million opening. But it's a welcome change of pace for Butler, whose Gods of Egypt bombed in its opening last weekend. In its fourth weekend in theaters, Deadpool fell to third place with $16.4 million, bringing its domestic total to a staggering $311.2 million. The Tina Fey comedy Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, meanwhile, debuted in fourth with an estimated $7.6 million. The film cost a reported $35 million to produce. The movie, which finds Faye's journalist character on assignment in Afghanistan, has garnered mixed to positive reviews from critics. According to exit polls, audiences were 6% female and 89% over 25. Faye's last film, Sisters, was budgeted at $30 million. It opened to $13.9 million against Star Wars' The Force Awakens and went on to earn $87 million domestically. It's a great weekend, said Comscore senior media analyst Paul DeGarabedian, and it's another better-than-expected debut in a time of year that doesn't usually breed great opening weekends. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Final domestic figures will be released Monday. And here's your top 10. Number 1, Zootopia, $73.7 million. Number 2, London Has Fallen, $21.7 million. Number 3, Deadpool, $16.4 million. Number 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, $7.6 million. Number 5, Gods of Egypt, $5 million. Number 6, Risen, $3.9 million. Number 7, Kung Fu Panda 3, $3.5 million. Number 8, The Revenant, $3.3 million. Number 9, Eddie the Eagle, $3.1 million. Number 10, The Witch, $2.5 million. Universal and Focus are owned by NBC Universal, a unit of Comcast Corp. Sony, Columbia, Sony Screen Gems, and Sony Pictures Classics are units of Sony Corp. Paramount is owned by Viacom, Inc. Disney, Pixar, and Marvel are owned by the Walt Disney Company. Miramax is owned by Filmyard Holdings, LLC. 20th Century Fox and Fox Searchlight are owned by 21st Century Fox. Warner Brothers and New Line are units of Time Warner, Inc. MGM is owned by a group of former creditors, including Highland Capital, Anchorage Advisors, and Carl Icahn. Lionsgate is owned by Lionsgate Entertainment Corp. IFC is owned by AMC Networks, Inc. Rogue is owned by Relativity Media, LLC. This article posted by Lindsay Barr for the Associated Press in Los Angeles.